Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, on this Friday night. We always dedicate a portion of our program to book reviews, and tonight we have several. One in particular I'm very excited to present to our audience. Duncan Hamilton is an award-winning sports writer and author who has twice won the foremost sports writing prize in the UK. It is called the William Hill and has been nominated for an additional three times. He is the author of several books, including his latest release, and I highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled For the Glory, Eric Liddell's Journey from Olympic Champion to Modern Martyr. Good evening, Duncan. It's such an honor to have you with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, before we share the story, Eric Liddell's journey, we'd like to hear the backstory. In 1981, the film Chariots of Fire won four Oscars, including Best Picture. The film had incredible success. Its sweeping instrumental theme song went on to become synonymous with Olympic glory. And a little did you know, for all of our listeners tonight, it was even played when Steve Jobs introduced the first Macintosh computer in 1984. So we fast forward 35 years later. Tell us, what was your goal with this book, and what did you hope to accomplish?
Well, I think actually that my relationship with Eric probably started in the mid-1970s. My father was Scottish, so I actually grew up hearing about Scottish sporting heroes. So I knew a little bit about Eric after shortly before Chariots of Fire came out. Then, of course, I saw the film two or three times when it was released. And I was always taken by that final shot, which is they simply put up a caption which says that Eric had died in a prisoner of war camp in China in 1945. And obviously, Chariots of Fire couldn't have been any longer, or they would have needed another 3 hours to explain what came next. But that was what really motivated me. And I think that I particularly wanted to impress on people the kind of sacrifices that he made after winning the gold medal in Paris in 1924.
And I would say that's some of my takeaways from going through the book so far is that Olympic triumph was only one part of his great story. I mean, it's an epic story of faith and resilience.
Yes, well, I hadn't realized that when the Olympic champions came home in the mid-1920s, that in a commercial sense, you could have earned a very comfortable living. Certainly not as much as the current Olympic champions would, but Eric was offered a considerable amount of money to go on lecture tours, and he could have sat on the boards of banks and building societies, or he could have gone and coached at some of the top universities here. And having looked at all the times from the 1928 games, I think he could have won a second gold had he gone to Amsterdam then. But he'd set his mind on becoming a missionary. His father had been a missionary, and he'd begun in China at the end of the 19th century. He'd lived through the Boxer Rebellion, which was a particularly violent, turbulent time. And from a very early age, probably about 9 years old, Eric decided that he wanted to become a missionary. And that was the path that he set himself on. And even when people were saying to him, after the Olympic Games, well, you should really put off your decision for a few years, make some money, carry on running, get yourself a nice position. He said, no, I can't. He said, I think that God is calling me to China, and that's where I'm going.
Well-known author Duncan Hamilton is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He has a compelling new book out that you've got to get a copy, For the Glory, Eric Liddell's Journey from Olympic Champion to Modern Martyr. And you were talking about Eric Liddell in terms of him becoming a missionary after the Olympics. Was it his father that inspired him to become such a devout Christian?
Yes, well, he didn't really know his father terribly well because he was sent to boarding school in England around about 1905, 1906. And so he didn't see his father again for another 10 years. But he was the one person that he kind of wanted to be like He had such respect for his father, and he particularly wanted to follow him. And missionary work really was the family business, and it was a great joy to him to be able to go over to China in the mid-1920s and be reunited with his family. And I don't think people appreciate really how dangerous China was even when Eric first went. I spent a lot of time going through the newspapers, both in this country and overseas, looking at particular items about missionaries. And at least once or twice every month, from about 1925 up to about 1940, you would read about a missionary who had been either kidnapped or had been murdered. And that was because China at that time was going through a particular difficult phase. There was fighting between the Chinese nationalists and the Chinese communists. There were warlords, there were guerrilla fighters, and then, of course, the Japanese came into the country, sparking the Second War there. And Eric, going out into the countryside on his bicycle, holding nothing but his Bible, found himself shot at, shelled, held up, held hostage. And I was really conscious of the fact that that he must have been a terribly brave man, simply to kind of do that work every single day.
Who did you interview in terms of when you did your research for this book?
Yeah, well, I was quite worried at first because I thought, goodness, how many people will be left from the kind of camp or the prison camp that he was in? But one person led me to another person, and I was very lucky, really, because the man who was in the next bed to Eric in the camp is still alive. I interviewed him 2 years ago. I think he celebrates his centenary this year.
Wow.
And his wife was actually with Eric reading the Bible with him only 2 hours before he actually died. So, you know, that was a very good start. And then I also spoke to one of the teenagers, probably the main kind of teenager, who was in his 80s when I spoke to him. And he was obviously, I think he was about 16 in the camp. And Eric was like a second father to him. And he talked about the way that he tried to keep morale going inside the camp and the way that he tried to teach them running and how to run properly. And then I also managed to speak to others who had also been teenagers in the camp and who would talk about seeing Eric either digging water holes or toting sacks of flour or kind of giving away his food portions to people he thought were more deserving.
The title of the book is For the Glory, Eric Liddell's Journey from Olympic Champion to Modern Martyr. Well-known writer Duncan Hamilton has been with us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations. And of course, you can go anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and pick up a copy of the book. Congratulations on that, Duncan. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
The Big E Sports Show.